recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Nidah, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, or Lechet Vizneit, is Daf Samach Bet, and we're holding on the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet. Last line. Now, if you want to test a stain to see whether it's a ketem or whether it's some other source of coloration, and if you want to get rid of a ketem from a beget, then we have 7 different chemicals that you use. And we'll see it has to be used in the order in which the Mishnah suggests. And if it doesn't come off using these 7 things, then it's clearly some kind of paint or dye stuff, because a ketem would normally come off. And because the ketem would normally come off, at that point, the tomb is no longer in the bed, as we saw yesterday, if it does come off. Shiva samanim mavirin al haketem. There's 7 different chemicals that are put over a ketem. One of them is rok tafel, which is saliva, morning saliva, before a person has anything at all to drink, eat, or all. That contains enough chemical wallop, just in case he says anything to you, stay away. That contains enough chemical wallop to be effective against stains. Magrisine. We're gonna talk about what magrisine means, but it's basically has something to do with the deposit of bean that is sitting in a liquid. And we'll talk about what that is. Meraglayim sounds like urine. In actuality, it means ammonia, because it's really talking about 3-day-old urine, which essentially is ammonia, which we would use also on a ketem. Neter is nitrates. Borit is a general, we call soap, but we'll see if it's actual specific chemical. Kamunia, which we'll talk about also in the Gemara. Ashlag, which are phosphates. And at that point, you can be sure that if the ketem, well, we'll see. It doesn't really mean you can be sure, but we have to get into the sugya to understand it properly. And at that point, you can go ahead and be certain that the ketem is potel, or if it's still there, that it isn't a ketem anyway. It's just a paint spot or a lipstick spot. Now, if you went ahead and you were first matpil a beged before using these chemicals on the beged, so you wash it normally and you do a tefillah, and then you use this beged for doing the tyrus, and it touches truma or whatever, and then you use these chemicals on it, and nothing happens, didn't affect the stain, then again, it seems to be saying you can assume 100% that this is seva. We'll see in the Gemara, not in the open Gemara, but in an analysis of the Gemara, that isn't what it means. It means you can be shemir on this being seva. However, it is possible that Dam Hanida would not be over with these things, but nonetheless, it would be considered to be bottle. Now, that gets into a whole very complex question about whether we're only being Semech on that, because a Ketan anyway is only Drabon. So that maybe real Dam Nida, we wouldn't be Semech on if we knew 100% it was Dam Nida. Or it gets into another very important question, which is a liquid that is absorbed in a solid, not swallowed literally by a living entity, to be called Tuma Velua, which is the sugar we had in Chulin. Something is inside of a woman's uterus, not matami, dead fetus. Somebody swallows a ring, it's in his stomach, the ring was stomach. It's not matami in his stomach. Is that concept of tumah balua extendable even into a liquid that is balua in a beker, or a liquid that has been absorbed in the side of a pot? Part of this week's past Shabbos' parasha about Geulah Yaakov, right? The story of the Caleb of Midian. That, we'll see, all of those complex issues are taken into consideration here throughout the sugya. And it's going to turn out that we won't be able to make sense of the sugya if we understand the Mishnah to be saying this is 100% seva. So as Tosfos points out here, that's not really what it means. But it means you can rely that it's seva. And therefore, the Torah wrote, our Torah, and therefore, in Otzerich Lahatzur, you don't have to do tefillah again, because you've proven to yourself that there was no problem. However, if the stain either disappears or lightens, deyam, so then it's a ketam, and then the taharot that you just did are tumeot. And then, now that you've done the Shiva Salamanim, now you're going to go ahead and you'll have to do tefillah on it. Sarich la'advil. When we say, says the Mishnah, rok tafel, what do we mean? Ezeo rok tafel, koshelo ta'am klum. It would be saliva, morning saliva, where a person did not have anything at all to eat or to drink. Mei grisin, that's talking about li'isat grisin shel pul chalukat nefesh. So if you have, chalukat nefesh means that something has been broken from its own self. Like a human being who's chalukat nefesh. We're using it over here for fold. That you boiled so much that the bean cracked open and now the covering fell off. So it's chalukat nefesh. So he's got now a multiple personality. Now you sit there and you chew those beans and you let it sit in your spit. You take that and you put it on the ketan. So there, it's le'isat greasing shalpul chalukat nefesh. When we talk about mei raglayim, we don't really mean urine. We mean mei raglayim shechmitzu. They've been sitting around for 3 days and have now turned into ammonia. You have to rub it, each one of these things, one by one, 3 times. If you were mavir these things, but you didn't do it in the order that we just said, or for that matter, you took all of the 7, you put it on all at once, it doesn't help. The only way it works is in the order that we just suggested. Then you can be saying that it's 7.
If someone go out with less than all 7, is it called not there anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, so then for sure.
It's about 3 or 4 takes care of it, you don't have to do the rest of them?
Well, we'll see in a second what it means if it disappeared. I mean, that was the shaila yesterday, Ava Baket. Ava Baket means I can't see it. So that depends on the machloka that we had. Can you be bodik it very carefully and be samech on that? Or can you have to assume that it has to be there? That was the machlokas we had last night. Tana, the bride that explains neter Alexandria, when we say nitrates, it means the type that is marketed in Alexandria, not the type that is marketed in Barnea's neighborhood in Antipas. Borit, Omer of Yehuda, Borit refers to Ahala. How can it refer to Ahala if the bride says separately, Borit the Ahala? Sorry. So Borit actually doesn't mean Borit. Borit here means Kavrita, which is sulfur. Vramini, how could it be sulfur? It says, Osifu Aleim, in the list of things that are chayev in Shviyas, Halavitzin, Halunin, Haborit, Ve'ahal. Now, for heaven's sakes, if Borit is sulfur, how could there be then a Shemitah on sulfur? Vatnan Zakal, Koshi Yesho Ikar, Yesho Shvi'it, Koshi Inlo Ikar, Inlo Shvi'it. Obviously, this is some kind of mineral, doesn't have an Ikar, doesn't have any kind of roots. Elamai Borit, let's go back to what we said before. Borit is actually the plant Ahala, okay? Ay, it says Haborit Ve'ahal. Trigav Ne'ala. There's the typical Ahal, and then there's the Ahal that is called Borit. Kamunya, what is Kamunya? Omer of Yudah Kamunya, everybody knows what that is. That's Shlovdos. Ashlag. Omer Shmuel, what is Ashlag? I actually asked, Shaltimun Lodukhute Yama. I asked people who are in touch with the global village, and they said to me that it's called Ashlaga, and you find bits of this in a oyster that has formed a pearl, or in the mother of pearl, and you find it in a nikve marganita, and to get it out, it leaves like a mark, to get it out, you use a long metal nail to gouge it out. So mafke they baram to the parzala. If you go down to the Dead Sea Works, Ashlag Works, potash, you can buy this. So it's very effective for
not bitumen,
stain removal. Huh?
Bitumen and potash? Bitumen is different.
Yeah, bitumen is dirty. It doesn't clean.
The big blobs used to float up of black material. What was
that's filth. That's bitumen. It's like coal.
Oh, That's not Ashbak.
Of course not. Hitbilo v'asalav. So we said in the Mishnah that you can be semech that if you use it for tarot and then afterwards you check it and it turns out that it remains, then you can assume it's tseva. Now, the Braita says, "Evir alav shiva samanim v'lo avar." Suppose you took the shiva samanim and nothing happens. So now you're assuming that it's paint or some other tseva. Then you take tefun, some detergent. Rashi says sabon belaz. So you take this detergent, and then it gets clean. So then the tarot are tmeot. What? So I understand why. Why are tarot tmeot? If you're using sabon, it could have taken off lipstick also. We were only looking for things that are bedavka, going to take off only a ketem and not other colors. And you're telling me, so if you wash it afterwards, then it's a ketem? Why is it a ketem? If it's also mavir tseva, sarza. Let's say this again, I said it wrong. We should have said, if you took six out of the seven, okay, and you didn't get around to using the seventh, and instead you put some detergent on it, and now it goes off, right? So the first yisha samanim, nothing happens. No impact on the stain at all. Then you take tzafun, and now the whole thing disappears. Then tarot tafteh. Why? Because I am chayshish, and in the same way that the detergent removed it, had you put the seventh samamonim on, you would also have to have removed it. And therefore you have to be machmir in this case. You didn't do the test properly. So Mamela, how do we know? Maybe it would have been over, and it would have been a ketem. Therefore, in this case, even though we didn't see any impact before, that doesn't prove anything. It's the aggregate impact that would have removed it. So maybe if the sabon removes it, so too the shiva samamani would have removed it. That can't be said in this case. Now comes a tremendous finish in the bright. Tanya Ida. Suppose there you were, very happy, you found out that it's tseva. And then you went ahead and you did it again. Let me do that again. Shan'an. You did it a second time. And it was avar. So in that case, tarotav tarot, which obviously went out. Tarotav tarot. Because the lice in the end went off. I'm Rabbi Zera, but when we say tarotav tarot, you know what we mean? We're talking about the tarot that were done between the first wash and the second wash. That's what we're talking about. Then tichboset rishona l'shnia. But the tarot that were nasu acher tichboset shnia, when you went ahead and you did the second tichboset, you cannot rely anymore that had it been tseva, it would have remained, because tseva will come out at the second wash anyway. So therefore, you can't be sure anymore that it's not a ketem. Now that sounds crazy. I was already sure that it wasn't a ketem, because I already washed it the first time, and it remained, so I knew it was tseva. But the reason is, continues Rabbi Zera, k'share hikpid alav v'avar. Since you, in your mind, were makpid on this, and you wanted to treat it as done, and in the end, it actually was over, which is what Dom would have done. So therefore, you have made a tame in your mind. And by being makpid on making the test again, and the test actually works, so because of that, your makshava was makshavit to Dom. So you say, even the lamais, I mean, it's a lousy test because tseva would have come off also. You're the guy who set it up. This is the double slit experiment. You set it up this way, and it's over. Now it becomes blood. This is ridiculous. What do you mean? Either it is blood or it isn't blood. Whoever heard of him, just because he decided he's going to set up the experiment this way, now all of a sudden it becomes blood. It was after with what he thinks. It has nothing to do with his relationship to it. Omar Lay, it has everything to do with his relationship to it. I'll prove it to you from a brighter. Itanya, Rabbi Chia Omer, Dam Hanida Vadai. Suppose you have blood, not that it's a suffix of Ketan. It is Dam of Anida. What you can do is you can be ma'avir alav shivah samamanim u'mevatlo. And even if it wasn't over, you will be mevatel it by using the shiva samamanim on it. Because since at that point, the person is not going to wash it again and figures, I did what I can. So even though there's still a blood stain, it's much lighter than it was before. And I'm not going to throw it out at this point. I'm going to use it. So to you, it's clear. That cleanliness to you is enough. Why is it enough? Lamaisa is dama nida, and you didn't get it all out. All right, there's still a stain. Alma big pain at all your meals. It must be that since this is the way people treat such a stain, it's dependent on your hakpada. Achinami big pain at all your meals. Aye, if that's true, ask Tosfos, so what do you need to be mafia shiva some money? Decide, I don't care.
Okay.
It's okay. Tosfos ain't achinami. It's just that batla daita to bnei adam. Because most people do not walk around with blood stains on their clothing. So, but in Achinami, it's a theoretical case where we would have a stain that you did whatever you could to get out, and it's still there, it won't be tamei. Now, this already, the fact that in this case we're talking about dam nida, raises the specter of a whole other problem. Because Bishlam, up until now, subconsciously, I'm thinking to myself, look, the whole day of Ketami, Mr. Rabbanan, so Mameo, okay, the Rabbanan said this is what I gazer once you did. I understand that that's already shy to talk about. Big Peta Talyamilta. But real Ramavanita, also Big Peta Talyamilta. So now I want to see what would be the halacha of other substances that are Tomei D'oraita, which are absorbed within a beged or absorbed within a pot. And that, of course, follows directly from the considerations that we mentioned when we read the Mishnah in the first place. So we immediately move on to the next question.
But the dam nida, so where is it? What is it? It's not a ketem. It's under.
This is real dam nida. We know it's dam nida. We watched it coming out of her and she put it on the
bag.
And put it on the bag.
So it's not a
ketem. Nonetheless, it's not a ketem. A ketem is a suffix dam nida that the Rabbanim remarked it on. And they weren't even going if it was a colored bag. I mean, that's how little relationship it has to the reality. So understand over there, I'm not going to be marked. And if it's a polyester baguette, where there was no tumor, assuming there's no tumor on polyester, it's my focus of pricing. So then also it wouldn't be a ketan, even if it was a perfectly white baguette. If it's a nylon pair of underwear, it's not examined. So obviously the whole thing is a construct. This is a rub on a construct. No. But this is real dam nida. I mean, this is just...
They're both stains, just when we know this is...
What we know is real dam... Well, it's not only that we know... It's that, remember, a ketem is not matame diuraita because it wasn't bifsara. Dam nida is matame diuraita. Ketem is a matame without hargosha. It's not matame unless we find it on it. So there's a number of issues that the whole thing is a big chumra. Anyway, mitarata, right? So getting on to that question, where do we have a question like that? On a chamber pot. So we have a chamber pot that a zav has been using to urinate in. So now this contains the urine of a zav, which is matame midiorite. We take a broken piece of a chamber pot, charasim, shenishtamish behem zav, which had been boleya mashkin. And the mashmot is it was boleya, the urine of the zav. Menothu lavira tanur, it falls into a tanur, which is a klicheres. You then turn on the oven gets hot. Husaka tanur, now the tanur is tame. Why? Because liquid that was inside of this cheres, because of the heat, is exuded into the tanur, and these liquids are an avatum, and they're metame the tanur. Omer Reish Lakish, now wait a second here. This business of needing to heat up the tanur, and if you don't heat up the tanur, then the tanur is tahor, that's not said on urine, my friend. That is only said on mashkin kalim. Remember, we said before that there are other mashkin that will be makbid on that are not really an avatuma. Let's say the dimat eno, or he has a cut. Damagafato. Okay, those things I understand. Or even urine of a different tumor, the tamimate to urinate. That's not an avatuma. So, okay, so over there, the rabbanon are going to be makbid. I understand that unless it actually comes out, the Rabbanu weren't gazing, right? Fine. But if you're talking about real mashkin kamur in the urine of a zav, which is a Mayan, then it would be tummy even without turning on the oven. Because since theoretically it could come out, this is not called Tuma Balua. It's not Balua. It's there. It's just you don't see it. Balua means that it's actually inside of a living being. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It's called Tuma Balua. In Echad Mashkim Kalim, in Echad Mashkim Chamurim, Imu Sakatanur, in I don't care what it is, it's not going to be Metame unless it actually comes out. You turn on the oven, then it's Metame. You don't turn on the oven, it's not Metame. Eitve, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lev says, Rabbi Yochanan, I'll prove it to you. It says over here, you were Matpil, this beget that had a blood stain on it. You used Taharot on this beget, a saga above Taharot, and then you went ahead and you used your Shiva Samoni, okay, and Lo Avak. So now it's Tseva, it's not a Ketan. And the Taharot are Taharot. And you don't have to be Tevelet. Now how do you explain that? Now here we see clearly that it can't mean that it's really Tseva, because then Rav Yochanan doesn't have a question. What do you mean it's Tseva? So it must be you can rely on it being Tseva. How can I rely on Tseva if it's a Tuma Diraita? Must be because it was absorbed in the Beged, and therefore Mi'ikar Hadin, Tuma Balua would not be Metame. But according to you, if even Tuma Balua is Metame, how can you rely on the fact that you're assuming it's Tseva? You don't know it's Tseva. Says Reish Lakish, nah, it's not because Tuma Balua, that's because Kitamim are anyway only Darabonon. So therefore it's not really Matam. And I just said, Mashkim Kalim, which are Darabonon, and Achinami, if it's Balua in that case, it will not be Matam. This is basically the equivalent. Hanach li Kitamim, Kitamim, Kitamim are Darabonon. Hey man, we just had a bright that Rabbi Shia said, Dama Nida Badai, forget about a Keta. Dama Nida Badai, we're ready to agree, it's a Tuma Diraita, thank you. So a Tuma Diraita, it also says, Ma'avir of Shiva Samamonim, Umavatoi. What do you mean Shiva Samamonim Umavata? I can't be Mavato Tuma Diraita, it's still there. So what's the Chayach Timavatla? It's always going to be Matame, it's only the Rabbana that we can rely on, it's being dependent on, being Balua. Says Reish Lakish, I'm supposed to believe you're brighter. Rebbe Lo Shana, if Rebbe himself didn't write something like this in a Mishnah, where the heck would Rebbe Chia get it from? You know, the brightest come from Rebbe Chia. Estosis, I understand. So let's throw out all the brightest. Why do we ever bring a raya from a brighter? You never bring a raya from a brighter. Estosis, Enoch Inani. That's exactly why Ilfa got up and said, okay guys, anybody who brings me a brayta that I can't show you where this brayta appears in a Mishnah, I'm jumping off the book. So in other words, it's got to be, says Tosfos, that Reish Lakish knew for a fact that there's not even a remez in a Mishnah to such a din. Therefore, he's saying this is not a correct brayta, it must be Mishumash. Because Reb Chia never would have said something that didn't come from the Beis HaMedrash of Rebbe. So anything that Rebbe held by Allah, he put into a Mishnah. These Beremes is nothing over here. If Rebbe didn't even Meramez on it, I guarantee you, you have a wrong gears. Ain't there Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish? So Rebbe Yochanan goes out to find it in the Mishnah, yeah? Okay. So it says, Revi'id dam, shnivla babayit, habayit tamei, v'amrila habayit toho. Now what are you going to do now? Here it says, if you have a revi'id dam from a mate, now that's a Tuma Diraita, we agreed that's a Tuma Diraita, thank you. And it was absorbed into a clear, into the actual floor of the house is tummy. Some say the house is tar. Now, let me tell you something. That some say is not a machloket, you could start telling me. They're not arguing, as we explained over there, they're a little pleading. Hobi kelim de meikara. Kelim that were there originally before the dam was completely absorbed are tummy because of the tummy ball. Kalim that came in afterwards are considered to be tahar. If it was nivla abik sut, if the blood was absorbed in a material, imit kabeset viyotse mimena reviyadam tmeya. If you actually get a reviyadam out of it, then it's tameh. If not, it's tar. Now, how do you explain that, Reish Lakish? According to you, even if it's balua, it's not really tuma balua unless it's balua na bal chai. So why is it metame? Going to you, it should be metame right away. What, do you have to wash it and get the blood out? Amr of Kahana, we are not talking about a Revius Dam of a mate. We're talking about Mikule Reviyu Chanukan. We're talking about the list of Reviyot that are Lakula. And that is called Dam Tfusa. Shiny Dam Tfusa de Rabbanan. Dam Tfusa is where a mate is mitbosesed bidamo. Mitbosesed bidama. If somebody is shot and he's lying in a pool of blood, and we have no idea, if we take out a Revius Dam, we have no idea whether that bleeding took place after he had died and it was coming out of the wound, or he was still alive when he was bleeding. The Rabbanan were geyser that even Dam Tfusa is considered limitami, but it's only the Rabbanan. And I already told you, said Rish Lakish, on the Rabbanan, I made it to you that if it's Balua, it's not metami. Eighth very Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, now it's my turn. Kol habalua she'ino yocholat se tohar. Can you read? It says, if it can't come out, then it's tohar. You know why? Because it's batal. Not because it's balua. It's because it's no longer available. But you see from here that theoretically, yocholat se, even though it wasn't yotzen, such as, my dear friend, the case of the chamber pot, where had I turned on the tanur, it would have exuded the liquid, that it's tame, even if I didn't turn on the tanur, it says yocholat seit. What are you going to do about that? According to you, if it's balua now, it's lametame. Afagav de lo nafik, even though it didn't come out. Omer of Papa, listen. This whole sugi is interrelated. Both are missing the point over here. Let me explain to you where the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is given. It's in a subtle detail. We started with the question of whether the person determined to do a wash. That is central to this discussion. Because, kol heichad eino yochol atzeit v'lo ikpir alav. If l'maisa, the guy doesn't care to wash it, and it can't come out, everybody's made it at its tohar, for sure that's tohar. If it's yochol atzeit, and he intends to wash it and get it out, then even Rabbi Yochanan is made that it's tamei. The only machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is ki pliga de yochol atzeit, it can theoretically come out, but he doesn't care about getting it out. He's not makpid. That's the issue. So mar savar given de yochol atzeit. Look, if it's yochol atzeit, then there's no belia, and therefore belia to mablua, and therefore afagav de lo he kpid alav. That's considered to be non belua. Mar savar. Even if it could theoretically be yotze, but there's no intent to be motzi it, there's no din of tumah on it. And he mikpid alav, and only he mikpid alav, and he loved lo. Shiva samamani mavirin ala ketem, rok tafel, megrisim, meraglayim, neter, borik, kamunya, va'ashlan. It below, and then a saga betarot, agabav tarot, and only then avir alav shiva samamani. If it was lo avar, he can rely on its being tseva and the tarot or torot, and he doesn't have to be taken. How about if the stain was avar or it got a little bit lighter? They have hareze ketem and the tarot or tmeot, and now you have to go and be taken. Ezel rok tafel koshlota amklum may grisin is liisat grisin shapol halukat nafesh. Meir Aglayim is talking about the Rechmitza, which we'll see after 3 days. V'tzorek v'chatzchit shalosh pa'amim l'kol echad v'echad. He'avir shalok k'sidran, o she'avir shiva zamamonim k'achat, lo asav alokul. Tana, Neter is referring to Neter Alexandrit, v'lo Neter Antipatrit. Morit, umr v'yuda ze ahala, aiva tanya, aborit v'ahal. Ela my borit kavrita, kavrita. Vraminu asifu aleim lekavidinim of shmita levitzin leunin borit ahal. Now if borit is kavrita, how could it have a shmita? Miit leshviit. V'atnan zeakval kosh yesh lo ikar yesh lo shviit. Kosh ein lo ikar ein lo shviit. Ela my borit. What we said before, it's ahal. I got Tanya a borit via ahal. It's straight out the ahal. Kumunya omrevir that shlovdot. Ashlag amashmon shaltinu nalakute yama vamru ashlag ashme umishtakeach beni nikve barganita umafkele beram to the parzalam it below v'yalzal gabav ta'arlo ton rabbanon hever olav shiva samoni v'lo avar, and then you use safun and it was avar tarotav tmeyot What? How could it be Tmeot? Zafun would have taken off Tzevan Amimav. Elam, sorry. Evir lo Kshisha Samon Volo Avar. And then Evir lo Tzofun V'Avar Taratov Tmeot, because maybe in Evir Shvi'i in the first place before the Tzofun Getchila Shema Avar. So you can't rely on that it's Tzevan. Tanya Idach Evir lo Shiva Samamani V'Lo Avar. And then Shanan again the Avar. Tarot of Torah, Omri Bizer Lo Shana, La Tarot Shanasu, Bein Tichboset Rishona Lishnia. Aval Tarot Shanasu, Acher Tichboset Shnia, Tarot of Tmeot, Shari Pidalav the Avar. Omar Le Rabbi Abler Vashi, who cares? Midi Bikpeda Tanya Milta. Omar Le, absolutely in the Tanya. Rabbi Chi Omer Daman Ida Vadai. Mavir Lav Shiva Samamon Mavat. How's it trying? I, it's Dam Nida. Alma Bikpeda Tanya Milta. You're not going to use any more stain removers. So, Akinami Bikpeda Tanya Milta. Slan Hatam. חרסים שנשתמש בהם זו שבולו משקים ונופו אוויר התנור והוסק התנור התנור תמיין שסוף משקה לצאת אומר שלוקש the only reason you need to הוסק התנור is because לשון על משקים קלים ומשקים חמורים would have been תמי אף פי שלא הוסק התנור רבי יוחנן אמר not true איך על משקים קלים איך על משקים חמורים if הוסק התנור הנה לא לא אית ורבי יוחנן שלוקש eat below ויסג of Tarot, where we are of Shiva Samanim Volova Arezet Seva, the Tarot of Torot, the Inzarich Latvil. Why not? If it's a Suffolk Diorita, must be because it's Balua. Amale, what? Suffolk Diorita? I'm not with Tamim, it's all the Rabbanan. Oh no, because the Tanya Rebbe Chia Damanida, even if it's Vadai, which is certainly Diorita, my Vir Lav Shiva Samanim Vato. Amale, I don't believe that Brita is accurate. Rebbe Lord Shana, Rebbe Chiaminole, Eitfe, Rebbe Yochan Resh Lakish, Rebbe Itam, Shinivla, Babayit, Habayit Tamei, Va'amrile, Habayit Tohar, and don't try to tell me you're Semech on the part that says that it's Tamei, but please, Habakelim de Mikor, Habakelim de Besof. Nivla Biksut, Imit Kabeset, Viyatsemi Menor, Viyadam Tamea, Imlav Torah, as I've explained that, according to you, it's Tamei, even if it's Balua. Amrif Khan, we're not talking about Dam Midiraita. Mikule Revi Yotchanu Khan, and Shine Dam Tvusad Rabbanan, Eid Verish Lakh Rab Yochanan, Kol Abalua, Sheino Yacholat Seid Tohar. But you see clearly Yacholat Seid, it would be Tame Abagav Deloyatza. Amrif Papa, let me explain the Machloket, okay? Kolaycha de Eino Yacholat Seid, Veloik Piralab, Divra Kol Tohar. Yachol Latzeit Vikpiralab, Divra Kol Tame. He pleaded the Yacholat Seid theoretically, but he doesn't care to be Motzi. It's a loik pidala. So Maharsav, given the Yacholat Seid, Lamais, it's not Balua, Nafakav the loik pidala. Maharsav, Nafakav the Yacholat Seid, since it is Balua, Imik pidala, then it's Tame Bim Love.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Here, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is Samach Beis, Misefes Nida, Dafshin Samach Hei. We're at the holding at the Mishnah of Samach Alev on the Beis, and Sabbath Joshua will kick off the proceedings this morning with a super duper.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Shivasa Manim Ma'avirina HaKetem. I must caution you that this is a list of various ingredients, which lahalocha, we don't know what they are. So whatever the translations are certainly not reliable halacha anyway, because we don't use Shiva Simamani before Shabrin, because we're misupic about their identification. And therefore, I can only speak about conjectures, but the Iker, the Gemara talks about various plants and chemicals, so it's not clear what their modern equivalents would be. Shiva Samamani Ma'avir Nalaktanim. There's seven different chemicals that we can check a ketem, and there's two points in this havara. Number one, the question of whether it's reasonable to assume that something is a ketem
if it won't be removed by these seven ingredients. I was just mochivaz on you. I said you'd be 10 minutes late to religiously. This is ridiculous. You're only 8 minutes late. So, as I said, there's two essential issues that we need to address. Number one, remember that every ketem is a question as to whether it's dam or whether maybe it's something else. So we can address that issue. However, it's clear from the sugya that we do not address it 100%. But we can address that issue by narrowing the odds against this being a ketem of dam if these seven chemicals have no effect on it. Because blood is almost always affected by these chemicals. The second issue is that if it is a ketem, in fact, and it does actually come off with these seven chemicals, then despite the fact that the stain is still here, which means that absorbed in the baguette there is dam, these chemicals turn that dam into inert dam. Why? Because it makes it blow up. Anything that was on the material is gone. Anything that remains is now basically balua into it. We've spoken about that issue, what balua means here. Because lechora, balua in terms of tumah requires a bal chai. It could be literally balua. There's no such thing as a kli that can be balea dan. We mentioned various issues of how the Rishonim and the Achronim explain balua, but it clearly, according to the Rambam, the issue is here, it becomes part of the thing in which it is. It's no longer a separate entity. Okay, if that's the case, then in narrowing the odds, we create more of a suffix. It becomes similar to a sveik sveika, which normally a sveik sveika we don't. In other words, suffix, this is dam, suffix is some other thing. Even if it's dam, is it the dam of a nida that would be matam, or it's not the dam of a nida that would be matam. Nonetheless, kachodim regezer and tsomi. Okay? But the shaila of if already we have an indication, this is how many of the Rishonim explain it, if already we have an indication that narrows the odds against it being dam, that type of sveik was in the chan. Okay? That's one issue. And the other issue, as I said, is that it removes the tumah of the dam gufa. According to the Rambam, the Vedika of Shiva Semimonim helps to be Matayr Isha Labala. Even Matayr Isha Labala, which means that we seem to be Semich on it 100%. The questions in the Gemara revolves around the issues of the tumah of the Tyrus. Everybody asks in the Rambam, because we'll see that there's still Sveikas Lagabi Tumas Tyrus. Why is he more Machmar about that than in Sepharis? But again, if we learn that, as Reb Gevager learns in the Yudashita, that the dam is always tavi, even in Yotze Shelo Bar Gosh, in the middle of the Gabi Tyrus, you're talking about it in your eyes. The Gabi Tumal of Baala, talking about it in the Rabbanim. So they're not ready. It makes very good sense as to why we would be more Mekel, Latayr Isha Labala. But we'll see that even though the Mishnah says Ma'avirin, Shiva Samamon, it makes it sound like that's the end of the story. It's not so poshet that it's the end of the story. Bevadot. So what are these seven samamani? And the order that we presented in the Mishnah is ma'akev. In other words, these chemicals have, as anybody who has dealt with stains knows, that the pull on the stain is extremely miduyak. In other words, you may be able to have various things that will take off a stain. You put them in the wrong order, and something that was supposed to be put on first, if it isn't put on first, the second ingredient will not fix the stain, instead of removing the stain. So these shiva samamonim have to be put on in this order. Rok tafel, which is saliva, we'll see what it means when it says tafel. Megrisin, we're going to see that also, it means well chewed up barley. Me raglayim, urine, that's pretty easy to identify. Neter, now this clearly is some type of neter that we're going to talk about, maybe some type of nitrite. Well, let me see what that's, it's coincidence by the way. Dorit, again, the Gemara is going to talk about, Kemunya, Ashlag, He debilu, all these things. Okay, today we use ashlag as basically as potash, right? The potash works, the called the ashlag. Also, it's potassium based things. He debilu, if you were makbil a beget, used it afterwards for tyrus, and then you went ahead and you check it, or your mavir the shiva samimanim on the ketan golovar. So now you're concerned because you already used it like an idiot. You were matayr, you thought we could still keep them down. It didn't do much good. The table shared to the other. So what you do is you decide you want to find out now. You know you should have gotten rid of that maybe. So you check it now with the Jiva Salamani. If it's loa var, if they don't affect the stain, then I raise it seba. It's clearly not a keta. Again, it's saying zvada, not a keta. We'll see that that's not, doesn't seem to be possible that it should be vada, even though there's a mashmut of Rashi in Sanhedrin, and the Archoliners Medaik, even here in our Sanhedrin, Rashi holds this, that it means seva vada. But this is seva, and the tyros, therefore, that you used the beged for are tahorot, there's no point now in doing a tefillah on a beged that has color on it from pain, because this isn't done. Avar. If, however, the seven stain removers over here are useful and they remove the ketam, for that matter, oshidiha, even if it doesn't remove it completely, but it lightens the stain, then hareh zeh ketam. V'taharot tmeot. The taharot that were used before are now tmeot, v'tzorich latvil. Now you're going to have to do a second tefillah. When we say rook, what's wrong?
I just don't understand. Anything that's locked on a stay, it's going to light it. I mean, how could it be that it's the only if it gets it, but any of these things are alive, anything's going to light it?
You've tried removing paint and it always lightens it?
Maybe there's certain things that are more
Fine. Again, so it's really not about. Obviously, there are other things that it could have removed too. It doesn't mean it's bevadai done. Thank you very much, dear President. We were in there with your son from Eilat this morning. It's always a pleasure to see him. We miss him. So, I mean, we're not just because we're saying harayz etzeva doesn't mean the other direction we're saying harayz ketam and bevadai done. Every ketam still remains a suffix. We're not using it to define the suffix. We're doing it only in the other direction, right? When we say rok tafel, what do we mean? Rok tafel is saliva that has been in the mouth, kol shalot ta'am klum, where a person didn't eat anything that day, and therefore whatever ingredients are in it are very powerful. Once someone eats, then the saliva flows and it's not with the same potency. Made grisin, that means le'isat grisin shel pol. It means actually a bean chew. So you chew it up, mix it well with saliva, essentially. And then it's chalukat nefesh. It has to be, this pole has to be chalukat nefesh, meaning that you didn't let the pole be fresh to the point where you needed to pull off the skin of the pole. Rather, the skin falls off by itself. Nefesh means binafsho, which is something on its own. So it was chalukat, meaning it split nefesh all on its own, was at that stage. Then you chew it up well, and you put that over the ketan, with the mixture of saliva and the grisim on the ketan. Miraglayim is talking about sheikh mitza. They had to now have turned to be ammonia. Each one of these needs to be rubbed three times. In other words, you need to actually rub, not just soak, rub. If you use these seven chemicals out of order, or all at the same time, this has absolutely no meaning. You can't now be teivel it because the ketan hasn't been removed, and you can't be semech on this as a bedika at all to say it must be teivel. Tana, when we say neter, we're referring to neter alexandrit, V'lo neter antipatrit. And now that means that we're talking about pretty specific compositions over here of chemicals. And the male, as I mentioned earlier, because of that, we can't really be sinner today on any of this, because we have no idea really what these things are, that precision for sure. Borit. Borit usually used for soap, type soap. So Amar Rav Yehuda is the Ahala. Actually, this refers to Ahala. Ahala, again, is some kind of plant, and some people relate it to aloe. But there are specific plants that are known in antiquity to be used for this type of thing. And they have complex names, but they're solvents. So to say it's aloe, maybe, who knows. Wait a minute. What do you mean? How can ahala be borit if the Brisa says haborit v'ya'ahal? I mean, they're obviously two different things, no? Oh, that's a problem. Okay. So my borit kavrita. You know what? Borit must be kavrita. Now kavrita, Rashi relates to gofrit. Kavrita, gofrita, gofrit, and indeed. As the Orav points out, as Tosis brings here, that Eish v'gofrit, the targum of Eish v'gofrit is gofrita. Apparently gofrit, meaning sulfur, is indeed called gofrita. So the problem over here is, you're going to tell me that gofrita, v'ramini yosifa aleim halvitzin v'ala unin haborit v'ya'ahal, it's talking over here of plants that are chayav in shviyas. And one of these plants is kavrita. Now, if you could tell me how sulfur is higher in shviyas, then you're doing a pretty good job. I mean, v'iborit kavrita. What do you mean, the shviyas and kavrita? That's not zak, lau, kol, sheyesh, lo, ikar, yesh, lo, shviyas, kol, sheyikar, ein, lo, shviyas. But what's kind of shak, say, on gofrit, that it should be a higher in shviyas? So it's got to be something else. And the my borit ala, you know, excuse me, I mean, go back to the way it was before. You're telling me that borit can't be ala because it lists both, atanya, both the borit and the ala, the same way we saw before, that there's neter alexandrite, then there's neter antipatrite, trigav ni ala, there's two types of ala. One is called, obviously, if I refer to it in general, so I'm not being machalic between one and the other. If I want to be specific, then I refer to both borit and ala, that people should be clear what two things I'm talking about. But in general, it's still fair to say that borit is a type of ala. Kamunya. Kamunya, again, is a type of plant which is referred to as shlovdots. But shlovdots means pull it out and stick it in. Shlovdots. So it seems to be something that's easily removed. And it's often taken just that way. You take it out, you rub it on something, and you put it back in, and it'll at least, you know, last in the ground or something. Again, precisely what is, all kinds of guesses as to what it is, precisely what it is. Ashlag. What is ashlag? I know that it comes from the sea. I know that they process it from seawater, but I don't know exactly what it is, but I went ahead and I asked sailors, and the people that go on business overseas, do you have any idea exactly what this ashlag is? The Yomer, they said, ashlag is what they call ashlaga. Now that helps, right? Margenita. The way in which people get it is they get it out of the same organisms that have pearls, basically. So there's oysters, and you can crack this out. Matka the barams to the parts of you, take a nail, a sharp nail, long sharp nail, and you take it from the cracks in the oyster. So it must be one of the ingredients of mother of pearl. Itbilo v'yasalayam ta'arot. Tanur Rabbonin, he'evira alav shiva samanim v'lo avar. Suppose you use now the shiva samanim, and indeed nothing happened. So now the Mishnah said, so now it's probably tseva. But then you take tsafon, which is where our sabon comes from. This is Rashi brings tsafon sabon. Again, not clear what chemicals that includes.
exactly what we mean by that, but it's of our there. So then taharotav tmeot. That means now the taharos are tummy. What? Tzafun, I understand. Tzafun can remove also tzeva. I thought that's the whole point. We're looking for specifically chemicals that will not work on tzeva and will work on dam. So you're telling me, and then if you take tzeva, what is tzafun? Using tzafun doesn't prove anything. That would be a very powerful solvent, would take off even paint. Ella. Sorry. Obviously that's wrong. What we meant was like this. Okay? We use six out of the seven. Nothing happens. And Tosfos says the chiddush over here is, and there's not the slightest impact on the other. So it's difficult to believe now that, you know, well, it's just missing that last little straw that broke the camel's back. You know, but lemaisa, if you then have your lots of fun, be'avar, tarotav tmeot. Why? Because, my friend, there's nothing you can do at this point. Because you can't say that, well, nothing happened. You're going to tell me if I wouldn't have used the tzafon, something would have happened. But this is the last thing. Why not? Im havir shvi'im mikhilav, had you used the way you were supposed to, your seventh chemical, maybe it would have been over. You're going to be sent up on the fact, well, you know, okay, anyway, I got rid of it, it's tzeva, and so on and so forth. I didn't see anything happening before. Must have been that it was tzeva, I don't have time to wait that. No. You have to assume that even though there was nothing changing, it all would have been affected the moment that you put on the last ingredient. Tanya, Yidach, Havir, Lav, Shiva, Samamonim, Velo, Ava. Suppose you did the test. No, there's no change. So now you've got tzeva. But now what? You do it again. Shan'an va'avar. You take the same ingredients and you redo it. This time it's avar. So taharotav, torot. Because, I mean, the fact that it worked the second time, that doesn't prove anything. These ingredients were meant to be put on in this order one time. And look, the fact that you can get rid of the ketam afterwards by repeated applications, but still doesn't prove it's not tzeva. It's still tough. Comes along Rabbi Zeir and he says the most surprising thing. Lo shana la ta'arot shenasu bein tichboset harishona la shenia. That's an amazing idea. The things that you would use the beged for that came in contact with Tyrus now, between the first time you had washed it and the second time, so you still hadn't gone out to take the seven chemicals and repeat the application, that's tough. However, the moment that you put the application on again, you're now turned it into being something tameh until you're tired of it. Because now you were makpin on it. Raya, you're going now to take it out again. So clearly to you, it's still suffix. Maybe it's dam. You want to get rid of this dam. And now it becomes osir, tome. And at this point, viavar, you saw, you checked it, and indeed, you treated it, and it was reacting like dam. So, mamela, you're in trouble now. You have to assume at that point it becomes tome. Omle, rababu, rabashi, and this, what kind of crazy avach is that? Mean to be paid to tell you, misunderstand. What does it have to do with how he thinks about it? He thinks about, that's the point? I thought that the whole idea over here is that we've defined it as paint. Now how did paint suddenly become tummy? So the guy decides you are hereby dumb, not paint, so therefore it becomes tummy. This is very strange. If it really is a positive test, whether it's dumb or whether it's tzevas, or it can't have anything to do with this akpada. Or Marlene, absolutely, it does have to do with this akpada. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya Omer, Dam Hanida Vadai, Mavir Lav Shiva Samamoni Mulavata. Listen, you're talking about one issue here, the issue of the test. Suppose Lemaisa, you had Dam Hanida. You were Mavir Lav the Shiva Samamoni, and now it becomes Bato. What do you mean Bato? I mean, the stain is still there. What did you check? So how's it check for his bottom? Alma bikfeda talya milsa. So it must be that because you now were willing to look at this dam as not being here, So now the Dhamma is not here. So Chidami, be paid to tell you, Milsa. Must be that it's dependent on your Hakpa. Now, I mean, clearly, one was talking about where we're using it as a test, and one is just talking about what we know we have done either. We're not using it as a test. All we want to do is we want to actually be Mahavira. In this case, he did it the first time, and then it wasn't over, so it was Teva. So, whatever, so now you're going to have to be Teva again, because what's the rhyme? It's not much, besides which, how can you bring a rhyme when you're... This Ramban thing is, how you bring a raya, because you're telling me that you were mevatalit, so that means that it's dependent in a case where when it's not dhamma nida, then it does have, I understand, one is positive and one is negative. The Ramban learns that the dik is from the word mevatal. What do you mean, mevatal? What does mevatal have to do with it? Mahavir, what's Shiva Samamani? If you tell me Shiva Samamani, by definition, removes the ketan. That's how we define it as balua or non-balua. What's the lashon umevatlo? What is it? I hereby dub thee gone? What is the mevatlo? That mevatlo has to do with your attitude.
If any of the stain is still there, if the blood stain, if any of the stain is still there,
doesn't matter.
It's metallic.
No. It's bottle. Because we said it's balua. But now, apparently, there's an Indian havak poda in terms of balua, that which people view as being essentially gone. So it's not here. But if you view, it's faded. But if you view it as being here, then we don't consider it gone. But one thing is clear. You can't possibly say that this is a 100% positive test for Seva or Dam if you need to be tabled something. If you need to be tabled something that got some stain of ink on it, what is that supposed to mean? This is because this is big time on Russian. How is it shayach to learn that you should require tefillah on something that has been positively identified as an ink stain? So clearly the whole thing works over here, mitam sof. Okay, so in other words, we're going to be same effort on this sfeik sfeika, which normally, if it hadn't been for the xeris samim, we would never have been mitam in the first place. The rabbanon were machmer to create a din of kesef. Rabbanan said, look, it changes the odds. Yeah, you're right, it's only now 60% reasonable that it's Teva. That's enough already that we're not going to be good. But Lamaisa, in a case where you treat it as Dom, so we're saying, so you didn't want to be saying, if I'm not, so fine, so go be Teva it again. We didn't say 100% that it's Teva. That's what the Tosfos Taan is, you have to say over here. So Achinami dictated Talyam Ilsam. That's not Hosam. Charasin Shenishtam Shuvahem Zov. Shabogu Mashkin. Let's say that you had now, say, a chamber pot that a Zov had used. And now it broke. Charasin. Or the whole pot falls into a tanur. And it's Nafulavira Tanur. And now it's dry. We're saying that there are various liquids that were mitame that had been absorbed now into the charis, because charis is highly absorptive. It's completely dry. It falls into the avir of a tanur now. Normally it shouldn't be able to be mitame anything. However, if husaka tanur, now you turn on the oven. The oven heats up, and at that point the tanur becomes Tame. Why is that? Shesov mashkalatay. Because under the heat, what's going to happen now is that as the charis gets hot in the tanur, it's going to start exuding the liquids that are in it. And therefore, at that point, it would be metame mi'avir, because it's an avir of a kli charis, a tanur. And therefore, even though we haven't necessarily taken them out here, but so mashkalot says. Omre shlokish loshono lamashkin kalim. When we say it's dependent in whether you were masik the tanur or not, as you're saying, as long as they're completely nivla, they're not going to be matami the avira tanur. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about the non mayanot. Let's say urine is not a mayan, right? As we said before. Okay. It's bleeding. That's not a mayan. So over there, since they're not an avatuma, So over there, even if they would be mamish in the avira tanur, a mashke that's not a mashke chomer, that's not a maya nazot, cannot be metame midiraisa a kli at all. The rabbanan were gozer that mashkin can be metame and kalim in certain cases, even mashkin kalim, because they're easy. It's easy to get into a position where you get mixed up from mashkin to kalim. So over here, the rabbanan said, look, if it's absorbed in the chamber pot, it's urine in a chamber pot. Anyway, urine really isn't metame, then it's not a mai. Elamai, we learned before that it's mashke, so it's tummy house mashke, that's tuma kala. Aval tainis resh lakesh, if you'd be talking about mashkim chamurim, where over there the tuma is the araisa, so the mashkim chamurim, that, urine, I didn't mean urine. Now we're talking about urine, I meant tearing. But those things that are mashkin have a din of mashkin, such as is urine. So over there, in Afinami, we would never say that it's because it's absorbed and it hasn't been heated, therefore it won't be metame. It's metame, because sof mashkin, let's say, is not balua, even though right now I haven't done anything to put it into position where it's yotze. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not true. Echad mashkin kalim, echad mashkin chamurim, im husakat anorini lolo. If you have it come out because of the heat, then it's going to be metame. If it's tuma balua, then it's not going to be metame, even if it's mashkin form. Now, take a look at the Mishnah. Tainis Rabbi Yochanan to Resh Lakish. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan to Resh Lakish. Our Mishnah. It says, Yitbilu, V'yatsa'al gabav taharas. If first you were matzal without removing the stain, you used now the beged for holding various tyrus. Then your mother lof shiva samamoni below avar. If it doesn't come out, harezet seva, taharas of taharas, v'ein tzarich la'atvil. You do not need to do a tefillah. Now, let me ask you something. You're going to tell me that something that's balua in its current situation, it's not shayach to be yotze. It's not to say we couldn't be mozi it. I mean, if we certainly get the dam out, if we don't want to use things that are bedavka, going to work only on dam. You want to use tzofun, you want to put it through a washing machine, whatever. It's certainly shayach to remove the dam. So if you're going to tell me that that's tohor, so I understand that therefore we should be samef on relying that this is actually tseva and adam, and it's tohor because, and here in this sugya, Rashi speaks out clearly that it's a din in tliya, legabe tyrus. Will be tailor that it's tseva. It's mashra, he's also made it, that we're only being tailor. Okay, so we're going to be tailor that it's tseva, Lakula, because Midir writes anyway, what are you worried about? It was absorbed in the bag, it's something absorbed in the bag, it's not going to be metame. Because after all, chances are over here that it's not bound. Would have been over. So, that's what I find it. According to you, you say that if you're talking about something that has a tumah chamura, which of course is that's what we're referring to over here, it's done. So according to you, it should be tamei, even if it's only able to be yotze in other circumstances. So why would we be tail on a deraisa? I don't understand. Omar Lay, what do you bring me a raya from the Mishnah? Ksomim are the rabbonim mikaradim anyway, right? I mean, you're asking. I'm talking about a tuma deraisa. I'm talking about where you have mashkin of azov. It's inside of the tanur, and you bring me a raya from ksomim. Obviously, I made on something where it's only a derabbanan. That's the whole point. I said mashkin kalim, and then the legabe kesem. It's the same as mashkin kalim because it's a derabbanan.
Why isn't kesem? Why isn't balua the same as a cheres? We're talking about the.
It is the same physically, but I was made it to you. I mean, meraglaim is also the same physically that it's balua in the chamber pot. It's the same as the blood or whatever. Hafopikin, I said there's an afkamina. If it's a mayan, so then it'll be matami. If it's not a mayan, like it's blood or something, or it's tears, it won't be tami. Why? Because one, I'm telling you, is only midrabbanan. So then you turn around and ask for a Mishnah? It's what? It's talking about Damnida in the Mishnah. It's talking about a Kesem. A Kesem anyway was always only midrabbanan. So why are you asking me from Kesamim? I bought any repia dam anida vadai. Okay, good. You don't like the Mishnah. Let me tell you something. We just quoted a brisa from Rabbi Chiya. He said, don't talk about Ksamim. I'm being semich on that. That the Mishnah wasn't referring dafka to Dida Kesem. Dam nida. Vadai? Where I'm not coming now to be semich on the Drabonim. Nonetheless, it says, Magalav Shiva Samamonim Vatah. Apparently, it's the same halacha. I'm like, what would you bring me something? What do you mean, Tani Rebbe Chiya? Did you ever see anything about it in the Mishnah? Rebbe Lo Shana, Rebbe Chiya, I mean, no. I said, where was Rebbe Chiya come off saying something like that? Rebbe said this. I got told this times, I understand. So according to this, never ask a cash room of rice. Didn't appear in the Mishnah. Don't ask cash room of rice. I mean, if Rebbe didn't say it, so why do we ask cash room of rice? I mean, it throws out 90% of the Gemara. Well, weird answers. What? Yeah, for sure. This is a Maimer Gadol. This is a lot of discussion. It's some of the chalik between brises in which Rebbe Chiya says something, or in which there's a Tani that doesn't have. In other words, of course he could incorporate in a brise the sheet of other Tanoi. It's not saying that what Rebbe said. But if he's coming along to say over a Mishnah Lashon of a brise without adding anything, without saying Omer Rebbe Chiya, so on and so forth, and there's no remez to it in the Mishnah, not a Rabbi, the Mishnah's talking Badafka about something. So what's the check to what? He's restating the Mishnah? Tell me a different way to read the Mishnah. I want to bring a Das Yochid to something, fine. But I'm certainly not going to change because of this when I have a Farish Mishnah that's talking about a Kesem to say that the same thing would have been true about Dam Nida itself. Eitzer of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay, I'll bring you another case. Revi is Dam, meaning Revi is Dam of a Mace. Now, I think we're agreed that that's a Diraisa. So Revi is Dam of a Mace and a Bias is Metame Doiha. Over here it was Nivla Habayit, Habayit Tamei, V'Amalei Habayit Tahor. Now we found, actually, two Mishnahs. One says Tamei, one says Tahor. So we asked the Kasha and explained, V'lo Tlige, Ho Bekelim De Meikara, Ho Bekelim De Besor. So if you have Kelim that were there before the blood was absorbed now into the carpet, so then, those things, once they became Tameh, they're Tameh. And when it says that everything is Tahor, there we're talking about where, when it says Abayit, it means the Kalim should Abayit. We're talking about Kalim that came after the Dam was already absorbed in the carpet. And now, it's Tahor, which means what, my dear Reish Lakish? Means that Dam, which is a Tuba Chamura, that's a Balua, it's on the Tameh. Nivla Biksut, want to make it clear? It's now absorbed in something that I could wash it out. So it's a clothing. Im mitkabeset v'yotzmen reviyazdam. So now, if you wash it and you get a reviyazdam, so fine, then it's the reviyazdam is tamei. V'im lav, tahira. Hashem kain, if it will not come out, it's tor, even though we know for a fact that there is revius here in this beget. So you see that, what do you mean it doesn't come in? You can't get it out. There'd be absolutely no way, no ingredient that you have. Of course it's possible to get it out. The shot over here is that it doesn't come out normally. I call the carpet cleaners, they can't get the stain, blood stain out of it. So that's exactly what we have over here. You could get it out. You can get it out. But I'm telling you, if it only will come out of there, it's balua. That's the point of balua. Balua doesn't mean it's impossible physically to ever get it out. It just means that it's something that for all intents and purposes and a normal usage, it's going to stay in there. So it says over here that if that's the case, it's tahor. And l'chora, that proves my contention. Omer of Kana, that's not true. This is mikule revia, Shanukan. Over here, we're talking not a revius dam min ames mamish. We're talking about somebody who was shot in the house. The guy dies in the house. There's a revius dam, a blood stain from the blood, from the bullet wound in the carpet. Now, that's called dam tfusa, where a person is dying. we don't know really that this Rabbi is Damas Yotzumei Achamis. So okay, so there Afal Pikein, so it remains a suffix. We gave it a din of Tuma Vadois. But the thing over here is that there's certain kulas, because Beikir, the din, is based on a suffix. Shema Yotza Dami Chayo. Therefore, this is one of the things, Tainis Reish Lakish, where we're going to be Seimech Lakula, that we'll call it Balua. I was ready to be made of you by Ksamim Dravona. I'm ready to be made of you when it comes to Mashkin that are not by Yonais. And I'm ready to be made by the same case of Dam Tfusa, which Lamais is based on a suffix. I'm ready to be made of that Balua Yedeat Chak is good enough. But that doesn't mean that all over where you have a mashkim that are actually metamin as mayonais, as an avatuma, that you need that it should be yotze.
What is dam amaze?
Normally it would be dam that came from the body after death.
Person was sick and died and so hell of the brain.
So any blood in his body is not tamin?
That in the body, so hell of
the brain. Or if they...
So if it was, if they cut his thing after he died, and that can...
No, or even if he was bleeding, and we see for a fact that the wound continues to bleed after his death. And we know that we have a revius dam after death that continues to come out.
That is not called dam tfusa. Dam tfusa means what? The blood can...
Where the blood is in the course of his dam. We don't really know that it came out after death, or how much of it came out after death.
Some of it came out before.
Yes, some of it came out before. He was wounded. Fine. Omer of Papa. Oh, sorry. Eis Feirish Lotter of Yochan. Here it says, Beferish like me. Kol ha-balua she'ena yochol latzei tahor. What does that mean? To me, that means, Kol ha-balua she'ena yochol latzei at all. Impossible that it could be removed. Then it's tahor. All the cases we've been talking about, where it's possible to be removed, but not with the particular chemicals that you're using. That's what I said. I said as long as it's possible, it's tame. And you claimed even if it's not, even if it's possible, but it's difficult, it's ayideat chak, you said that it's tar. So you see that I'm right. Hoyachol, it's tame, apagadolo nafi. You see it's tame even though it didn't come out, because it could have come out. And that's exactly what happened in that tanur. You're telling me that you can't heat this to be able to get out any liquids that are in it? Of course you could. I'm saying you don't have to. Since theoretically you could have been able to heat this chamber pot now until you get out the meraglion from it, that's enough. It's always going to be matami to mechamura. Omer of Papa, we have to make this a little bit clearer. It's not a yes or no issue, Rish Lakish. It's like this. Kol Eicha, it's a bichlal, let's analyze the machlokas. Kol Eicha the Eina Yochol Atzeit. If it can't come out at all, and here the gears is Velohi Kpidalav. There's some Rishonim who removed this gears. Because the Hikpid is Lachora only Nogea, where it's at least possible, and therefore your opinion, your Hakpada, is central to its halacha. But if it's not possible, so then already it's become part of that material, it should be able to be matami. By the way, I should just tell you that there's an approach to the sugya that's based on the Rambam by Rav Chaim Brisker that really is much more lumpus, it's much more definitive. He says the point is like this. The dinim of mashkin are dinim in liquids because they're liquids. It's part of the nature of liquid. Therefore, what Rish Lakish is saying, a liquid that's a solid is not a liquid. He knows this is how he's understanding the Rambam. Mamela, if it's a mashkin, it's coincidental that it's betame tumakala and that it's a drabbanan. That's not the point. That's clear from the Rambam. The point is that you can't call it a mashkin when it's not part of a solid and there's no liquid that's noticeable. Right? What makes it a liquid? Well, it's a mashkin. It could be a mashkin, but it isn't a mashkin. But the dinim of the mayonis, even though we call them mashkin before, we're calling the mashkin as a borrowed term. There's no, where does it say in the Torah, wet, a mashka, right? It's only, the wetness is because that's what it is, but not because it's called mashka. When we were looking before, how do we know, let's say, that Dima is metame as mashka? So we bring a pasuk about tashkemo mibod shalish, right? So that means mashka, but tashkemo. Certainly the Dina Mayonas don't have to be referred to as mashkin anywhere. So there they will not lose their Dina of mashkin because they never were mashkin. In which case the Dina Balua works in an entirely different way. That's why we apply different standards to it. Okay? And Aliba, that there's all kinds of differences in the sugya that work out according to the way the Rambam is learning, because it isn't really all the way through a difference of whether something is the Arisa Drambana. So therefore, Tanya's Rapapa like this. Again, so there are those who don't have the words v'lo hikpid alav, because in the first case, v'chore hakpad is not nogea if it's inner yocholotzeis at all. So they're divrei hakol tahar. Nobody argues on that. Yocholotzeik, now, if theoretically you can get it out, v'hikpid alav, and you want it out, like the case of the guy who was using the yeshiva samamonim a second time to try to remove a stain that didn't come out the first time. Divrei hakol tamei. Over there, for sure, since it can come out, and you want to get it out, so it never loses its shame kesem. He pleaded the yocholot seid v'leik pidolav. The question over here, really, is where theoretically you could remove it, but you don't care, you're not trying to remove it. So, the only thing that defines its status is whether it can be removed. The fact that you don't care about removing it as a matter. And that's the pshat. Meaning, and I am makbid, that it should be yaitse. Then, yes. But ilolo.
Now, does that apply to the Tana?
To the what?
To the Tana. Or Hatoradim, you know, you're going to call me everywhere. Only the Kharsin and the Tana.
The Tanur.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's
not a question about part of that.
No, it doesn't state it as a question of Hakpada. It's just that he's understanding the Machlokas with Yochel and Meshlokish, Megabi Yarsugi, only there, because we introduced that thing over there. We're assuming that that's what it means. Hakpada is fine. Okay, now, we have quite a bit of hazards this week. Those of you who want to stay for the weekly review, but we have to start really from Samar Dala, from Nundala.
When are we learning Matzah Shabbos?
When are we learning Matzah Shabbos?